course, cocaine, cocaine.
On one hand, you're saying the United States government is spending millions of dollars to eliminate the flow of drugs onto our streets. At the same time, we are doing business with the very same government that is flooding our streets with cocaine.
Mm-hmm. See, see. Let me show you a few of the other characters that are involved in this tragic comedy.
I'm on the border of Bolivia, working for pennies, treated like a slave. The coca fields have to be ready. The spirit of my people is starving, broken and sweaty. Dreaming about revolution, looking at my machete. But the workload is too heavy to rise up in arms. And if I ran away, I know they'd probably murder my moms. So I pray to Jesucristo when I go to the mission. Process the cocaine paste and play my position.
Okay, listen, Juan Valdez, just get me my product before we chop off your hands for workers' misconduct. I got the power to shoot a copper and not get charged, and it would be sad to see your family in front of a firing squad. So to feed your kids, I need these bricks, 40 tons in total, let me test it. Indeed I, shit, this is good, pass me a tissue, and don't worry about them, I paid off the official.
Yo, it don't come as a challenge, I'm the son of some of the phallus, elected by my people, the only one on the ballot, born and bred to consort with feds. I laugh at fate, and assassinate my predecessor to have his place, in a third world fashion state, lock the nation with 90% of the wealth and 10% of the population. A central intelligence agency takes weight faithfully. The finest type of China, white and cocaine, you'll see.
Honey, I'm home. Never mind when your bank account suddenly grown. It's what? Funny, we're so out of this debt for this money we owe with ya. When have I told you that I had two governments overthrown to keep our son enrolled in a private...